All right. Well, let's get this going today. Another gang of two getting ready to go. First, we have to get my co-host in here. Hello, I'm Terry, by the way. Terry James. Those of you brand new to the show, hello. Well, welcome to have you here. Got to get my co-host to come right in here. Sherry, my wife of I don't know how many years. Come on, bud. She's got to bring her chair in. We have a very funny story to start the thing off. What's with this? What's with that? What's with the lackluster performance?
I'm hungover.
What? Okay. Well, there's your answer right there, everybody. Let's get things going. Welcome to Gang of Two, a hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
That's us. It's great to have you here. If you're listening to the show when we release it every Monday, let's get the week off to a good start. Hello, good to have you here.
Hello, good day to you.
We're going to get into why Sherry says she's hungover here in a minute. But today we have a very special show, by the way.
Yeah.
We have these Patreon things that we have going on. I'm sure those of you that are not new to the show are familiar with this. We have brand new tier that we have going on with Patreon, and that is the Jumped In members.
That's right.
We have a few new members there and an announcement coming up on that a little bit later on. But I don't know why I even brought that up. Why did I bring that up?
I can't.
We were just talking about something. Anyway. Welcome to the damn show, people.
Yeah, get over it.
It's all kind right. of a lazy Sunday here in Seattle. Weather's cold.
It's kind of shiny.
Shiny. It's shiny out. Yes, it's very shiny out. I just got back from Las Vegas. I am showing no signs of the coronavirus just yet, although my nose is a little runny. I don't know if that means anything. I don't know what that means.
Don't say it. Don't knock on wood or something.
Yes. I'm just glad that we got home and Sherry has not killed our birds.
I haven't seen them around.
What do you mean?
I haven't. Have you?
Yes. I saw.
Oh, okay.
Is there one right now?
No.
Okay.
Because I killed it.
Our hummingbirds, by the way, we have hummingbirds living up here on the top floor of our high rise downtown.
Yeah.
Which is the craziest thing ever.
It is.
It's really weird. We do want to welcome a brand new Patreon member. Her name is Melanie Gillian, I think it is, or Gillian, or Gillian. I don't want to screw up your last name,
Melanie. You just did.
It's Gillen, I think, or I don't know what it is. Anyway, I want to make it worth her while. Let me get this right, Cher. Here's, ad lib for me. Do something. That's always your go-to, isn't it?
It's a different song every time. It's a different song.
Okay, let me take a look here. I need to see what I want to get this name right because, our Patreon members are very, very important to us. They're awesome. In fact, we have some, like I said, some more news about that coming up here in just a second. Let me look at the Patreon page. I want to get these people right.
It's not going to tell you how to pronounce it, though.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. I got to go. It's in alphabetical order, so let me scroll down. Melanie Gillen. I guess I had it right. Anyway, Melanie Gillen. Hey, welcome. We appreciate your Patreon membershipage.
Yes, thank you.
That's very kind of you to support the show. Other ways you can support the show. Sherry has a hat out. She came up with an idea on her bad hair day, and people are gobbling that up.
Yeah.
It's make my hair great again. It's a black shirt. It's not a red shirt. So no one's going to thump you over the head.
Hat.
I'm sorry. It's a hat. And it's a, Sherry came up with the idea when it was a bad hair day. So she put that thing on, make my hair great again. And everybody loved it. You could get that on the Facebook page.
How much is the hat?
I don't know. Oh. More Jumped In Patreon members at the end of the show today. Like I said, a very special announcement about that. We're getting closer to a goal number one of ours, the podcast machine. In fact, not closer. We are there. All I have to do is order it today.
Order
it this week. So we're going to be looking into that. Like I said, just got back from Las Vegas from a radio convention.
Are your arms tired?
Why? That's not the way the saying goes.
Yes, it
is. You see, I got
back from Vegas. Are your arms tired?
Yeah. No, it's not. I just flew in. You know, are your arms tired? Not, you know, I just went to lunch. Are your arms tired? You gotta get the stuff down, baby. You gotta figure this out. We had a wine dinner last night,
yes,
a very successful wine dinner with our friends. We do these, we'd like to do them once a month or once every 6 weeks, but people's lives.
It's more like once a quarter ends up being.
Yeah, it's once every few months now we do one. We had a couple of new members at our wine dinner last night.
They've been indoctrinated.
Yes, we had the lovely Miranda and Tom.
Love them. They fit in perfect.
They fit right in.
Yeah.
Now, they are not a couple per se, but they are a couple of fun people.
I love them both dearly.
They're a lot of fun. So we did that. That was a lot of fun. We were all looking at our neighbor last night, the guy that's across the way.
And people will be familiar with him from the hat.
Yes, he has a weird hat.
Helmet.
Now, I would like to, I'm going to propose something to you. I'm going to propose it now, and then I'm going to tell you what we know of the guy, and then I'm going to come back to you. So don't answer the question, but I'm going to throw the question out for you
I can't leave then? I'm going to have to sit here.
Just sit here and just be you. I think we need to come up with a name for the family, like the Smiths, you know, something like that.
Okay.
So we don't have to keep explaining who they are.
Oh, okay.
But here's what we know about them so far. It's a couple, a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
We know that they are techies, or at least he is a techie. They've got this gigantic big screen TV.
That's stupid.
And behind it lights up. Mm-hmm. Like if it's a football game, the lights on the back
on
the wall will be green, you know, for the field.
And the whole TV is enveloped in this frame of
glowy
colored
picture.
Light.
And it changes. It changes depending on what the scene is
they're
watching. It is weird.
It's very irritating.
Now, we can see their TV because it's so big.
It's
you
huge.
Can see what they're watching. You can't see what anybody else is, but their TV is so gigantic.
And they leave the blind up all the time, too.
Yes, they do. Now, we know the guy wears a weird techie hat. Like, we don't know if he is. I'm hoping that he's not going through some sort of chemotherapy and doesn't want to lose
his. Well, he's getting ripped off.
Anyway,
stuff doesn't work.
We're using the hat, the cooling hat, but or maybe it's just.
I don't think it works
like
that. Usually, that cooling thing is usually done in the while you're getting the chemo. It's not. You don't do it at home.
Well, this is something he plugs in, and it could be some sort of gamey thing. I don't know.
I don't know.
Weird
game. I think you called it where it's for his.
Losing his hair?
Yeah.
Like vain reasons?
Right.
Okay. Why don't we just send him a make my hair great again?
My God. We should
do that.
We should.
We do know that he leans politically liberal because he watches CNN a lot. And I would say, you know, I used to fight for CNN, say that's not a liberal thing. I used to say that, but it's definitely a liberal news organization. Their spin is they've chosen a side to take, like all these other people have. They've taken one.
Yeah, but at least they're not creating false stories.
You know, that depends who you talk to. You know, some people think that they are. So,
they're not.
Bottom line is the guy across the way, as we know that he's a kind of a liberal guy. I think they moved from Baltimore, and this is why, because he's not a huge sports fan, but when he watches sporting events, I noticed he was kind of into the Ravens.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to say he's maybe a Ravens fan, at least.
That's your story? Okay.
At least that.
All right.
And, but he's not a gigantic sports fan. He doesn't watch all things sports, you know. They got a new dog, I think. It's kind of a new addition.
Oh, that's...
They got a little dog over there.
We've only seen the dog once, though. I wonder if they were dog sitting.
I don't know. Let's give them a name, though. Well, this is what we know about them so far, so we could just say who they are, because they're fascinating to us, and I don't know why. They're just living their life. We know they don't have a job.
Must have a job, but it's not your traditional.
Like us, because if people are looking at our house, they think that we don't do jack shit. So.
Yeah. I don't know, with the helmet, let's call them the Heads. They're the Heads.
The Heads family, okay? The Heads family. The Heads it is. I like it.
Yeah.
See how you are?
Something better?
Mr. and Mrs. Head.
Mr. and Mrs. Head.
Mm-hmm. Also known as the Heads.
The Heads.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
All right.
All right. We are very excited about what we have to do today. We started this Patreon membership, and like I said, we have some new Patreon members at the jumped in level. And I will explain what that is here soon. But this is how we became aware of our very next guest on the show.
Yeah.
We are going to welcome Psychic Cammy
Nice.
And Psychic Cammy is, we'll just find out all about her now. Hang on. Cammy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited today.
All right. Sherry, say hello to Cammy. Psychic Cammy.
Hello, Cammy.
Hello, Sherry. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm really good.
So when I called you, you said I have sounded like a rough voice. I'm afraid. I'm afraid I've got the coronavirus.
You've got it too, of course, right?
I just got back from Vegas. You know how dirty everybody is there and the traveling. I must say, I was washing my hands because it was one of those radio events.
Oh.
And I was washing my hands because you're shaking everybody's hands and you're doing all this stuff. I would go back to my room or to the restroom. I'm not exaggerating. I probably washed my hands at least 10 times a day.
Good.
Oh, God.
At least. So I'm hoping that I'm not sick, Cammy. So tell us a little bit about you. And first of all, thank you for your Patreon sponsorship. We appreciate it.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Of course. I mean, thanks for the opportunity. I think that when you have something that's sort of homegrown like this, it's wonderful to be able to support you and vice versa. So thanks for having me. Thanks for me to, you know, be a Patreon and be a part of a really sort of ground level experience.
Yeah, it really is fun. I had no idea about this Patreon thing. And once I learned about it, it just seems much more fun because it's for everybody that likes the show.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, and I don't have to, from the Lex and Terry show, we have to do a lot of jumping through hoops and juggling of script copy and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's almost a full-time job because a lot of times the clients will change their copy that they want to promote 2 seconds before the show. And I mean, it gets out of control. It's like a full-time job. So this way it's all on us and we do it our way. And that's what's a lot of fun about it. So how long you been doing this psychic thing? And when did you realize you had some sort of gift? Because I am very familiar with this stuff.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Well, I have been actively sharing my gifts for almost 4 years now. Mm-hmm. I did work anonymously for a couple of years. It took me several years to kind of come out of the psychic closet a little bit. So I think I should tell you, I probably thought I was gifted my whole life. I've always had a little something special. You know, I had some really good imaginary friends as a child and saw people and heard things and had a lot of premonitions. But back in January of 2016, so it's kind of a funny story about how my awakening happened and how I realized I was gifted and wanted to share this. Back in 2016, in January, I started hearing a man singing to me, and I thought I was going crazy. And so this guy continued to sing to me in excess songs for about 10 weeks. During that time,
song?
In excess.
Come on, we're the same age. You guys remember?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm very familiar with them. I was friendly with Mike Hutchins, the singer.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, this should be a good story for you then.
Okay.
So I'm hearing In Excess songs 24/7 from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep. It's all in my mind. I see it on the TV. I hear it on the radio. I start having dreams about Michael Hutchins where he's talking to me and wanting to share a really random insight with me. And then I started hearing an Australian man commenting when I'm watching TV. And is it okay to cuss on this show?
Yes, go ahead.
I lost my shit when I started hearing a man talking to me in sort of real time. And so somewhere in March of 16, I thought, I better get my fucking self checked here. And I was already a sort of believer in this psychic stuff. And so I thought, well, I'm either, you know, losing my mind, I've got schizophrenia or something, or something crazy is going on, like I'm being haunted. And so I thought, I'd rather call my psychic first than go into the doctor and tell them that I'm hearing voices. So I made an appointment with my psychic, and I called her. Her name is Margaret. And I said, Margaret, I think I'm being haunted by an Australian man. And Margaret got really serious. I've known her for 10 years. She got really serious with me, and she proceeded to ask me a series of questions like, are you having cold spots, or are you, you know, feeling with this or that, or having gross nose, that kind of stuff? And I was all, no, I'm not having all that stuff. I'm just having this song constantly and this Australian man talking to me. And so after a couple of questions, Margaret paused, and then she let out this huge laugh, and she's Southern, and she said, honey, you're not going crazy. You're not being haunted, rather. You're being awakened. And she explained to me that Michael Hutchence of NXS is a spirit guide for me, and that him singing to me was the most gentlest way that he could help me to awaken to him.
So cool.
Okay,
so
now let me tell you how weird this is, okay?
It's so weird.
This is kind of, well, hold on a second. This is probably going to blow your mind, okay? Now, before this show, neither of us, we never have spoken, you know?
Yeah.
And this is weird because, like I said, I was very friendly with Mike.
Yeah, you were. He's dead now.
Yes, he's dead now.
Yeah.
Now, some of the talks that, I mean, Mike and I had gone down, we've known each other for a little bit, I mean, on a very friendly level. And we talked about all this spirituality stuff. We would go sit at the beach, and we would talk about the universe and its plan for us, and very, you know, serious, to me, that's the serious stuff. I love this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we would talk about all this type of stuff. And now all of a sudden you're here.
Yeah.
This is really weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Well, let me allow the weirdness to get a little bit weirder. So I have, over the last 4 years, developed a relationship with him.
Tell him I said hi.
And yeah. I am what is called a channel. Do you know who Abraham Hicks is?
Absolutely, I do.
Sherry doesn't.
Sherry's not as evolved as me. So
that's okay.
I know who designed the Corvette, okay?
That's more than I
know. That's my jam.
Jeez. So I have been told that I am like Abraham Hicks and that Michael is Abraham.
Really?
And so I have spent the last 4 years, aside from my practice as a psychic, channeling 4 different books from Michael. And we have been working through, I mean, so many, you guys, things on a cosmic level, things on an energy level, things that I, as a human, just had wanted, never been introduced to, and two, I had no idea what's happening. And so I do work really closely with him.
This is really strange.
It's crazy.
This is really strange because, you know, like I said, I had more of a very friendly, personal relationship with him.
Right.
Like that. And it wasn't like we were hanging out all the time or anything, but when we would see each other, we always went to this type of conversation.
Wow. Right. I had no idea. I had no idea.
Yeah.
In fact, when I started first hearing the songs, I had to look up who was singing it. I really, you know, I was born in 73. I know who NXS is, but I spent the time when they were most famous out of country. And so I don't really know what happened with him. So I had to look it up to see who was singing. And then, of course, realized he has gone. And so it's not crazy. This is probably very divine timing for all of us right now.
Yeah. And all of this, you have to be open for it because you know how people go, oh, gosh, a psychic, you know, that type of crap. And you talked about Abraham Hicks. That's taken it to a whole other level. The channeling thing really scares the shit out of people. And by the way, I'm going to say this, me too. I am very skeptical about it. And Sherry will tell you, before Sherry, I was in a relationship with
no
a woman.
No such things before Sherry.
Yes, before Sherry, right?
I was in a relationship with a woman who is probably one of the, I don't want to say best known because she's very under wraps, but very successful psychic. She's more of a very positive counselor than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
She's not like, oh, you're going to, a guy in a Volkswagen is going to come up to you. No, she's not like that. I'm not going to say her name, but I will give her credits.
Mm-hmm.
When I would come home, people would be at our house, like James Earl Jones. Michael effing Jackson was over there.
That's amazing.
Julia Roberts.
Big names.
These people. And she gets hired by casting movie to see if these people will like hook up together on if they'll be good together on screen and all kinds of stuff. So this was my life for many, many years. And I had a lot of weird things happen with her, some that are unexplainable, some that bottom line is I'm very open to this, but the channeling things freaks me the fuck out.
Well, it freaks me the fuck out too. I spent 18 years in corporate America, and I woke up on a fucking Wednesday in January of 2016 with some guy talking to me.
Okay, I was wondering.
It freaked me out, too. So then you understand then. I mean, I can certainly tell you if you're going to have a baby and when and where, but my real, you know, what makes my heart sing is to talk to people about deeper things, about your fears, about your challenges, and see if we can't heal those and shift them. That's really where I'm at.
Yeah, that's
and much that's more interesting anyway.
Yeah, that's the stuff I like. I have some friends who are really into psychic stuff, and they'll even consult their psychic before they buy a house or whatever. And I would never go to that level. No offense, Cammy. First of all, I really feel that
you have control.
Yes,
control
I have more control. I'm very I. When I'm out of my power, I can feel it. But when I'm in it, get out of my fucking way.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say. I don't care anything else. I know in my gut that this is the right thing to do no matter what.
Yeah.
But when I'm out of my power, I'm making stupid decisions, that type of stuff. So that's a struggle for me.
People that are calling around the house, you know, should I buy this house, blah, 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 should I take that job? Those are folks that are really disconnected from their power. They're insecure about their power.
That's true.
And so, we can't, look at them in a certain way. They're just disconnected and they're looking for confirmation. I always tell people they come to me for two reasons. They come to me for revelations or confirmations. And those are people that are looking for confirmations. The people that are here for revelations are the one that want the channeling and they want to know what's wrong with them. What can they do, et cetera.
Yeah, it's a very fun thing. And, some people laugh at it, but the people that laugh at it are usually, I'll be honest, they're kind of dickheads anyway in real life.
Well, what I say about those people is that they just haven't had an experience yet.
They probably have. They just haven't recognized it.
That's true too. Ego.
Okay.
So,
Sherry and I have been married for how many
20,
years?
27.
It'll be 27 years in May.
Congratulations.
And things are going good. And we've always respected each other's life, whatever they have going on.
Right.
Sherry is much different than I am, and especially when it comes to spirituality. I'm not saying that she's, anti-spiritual by any means. In fact, there's a part of her that I look at and I go, man, you are so strong, because she makes a decision and goes with it, but I don't even know if she knows why she's doing it, In my mind, I have to figure this stuff out. I have to have little conversations with myself. And then when we started to do this show, because I have always been somebody that said, I want to keep my personal life personal, my private life, my radio persona,
right.
That.
Right.
And I'll be honest, people started to give me shit, especially on the radio show, Lex and Dee and everybody else. Like, you've always made fun of people that worked with their wives. You've always made fun of that. And all of a sudden, I just know that Sherry's so funny and so talented and people love her. And I mean, I love her, and I just figured other people would love her. So she had no desire to do this podcast whatsoever.
And present tense.
Yeah, she still doesn't really want to do it, but I think she's enjoying it now. People are starting to really like it. I'm just wondering if you're getting any feeling about this.
I do. And so don't tell me anymore, because I did sit down and I channeled the messages for the two of you before our call, okay? And specifically, I've got all sorts of messages, but specifically if we want to dig into the business, two things came up. And I should preface by saying, whenever I read for couples, it's a little bit difficult for me to tell whose message is for who. So if this message is for you, you say it's for you. If it's for your wife, you say it's for your wife, and so on, okay?
All right.
Interesting.
So around the podcast, two things came up. So I saw a polarity, I guess, happening between white and dark energy. And Spirit explained to me that one of you is carrying a fear of failure, and the other one is carrying a hesitant to commit.
I would definitely accept the fear of failure.
Yeah, that's definitely you.
That's definitely me. I'm probably wrongly motivated by that, instead of just doing things for the pure joy of it. And Sherry, obviously, look, you're kind of afraid to commit to this show, but she's done it.
Right.
Yeah. So let me go a little bit farther into this fear of failure, because I also want to back up and tell you guys that I have only recently started listening. I've only been introduced to you through my husband 2 weeks ago and then started listening to your podcast.
Well, cool.
I don't know what you guys do. I understand
you're fired.
That you're on the radio. I'm fired. I don't care.
Just kidding.
You're fired. I don't care. Anyway, so I want to preface by what I'm saying that, and to really sort of help you understand, I don't really understand or know where you guys are coming from other than what Spirit has told me today.
Okay? All right.
And so around this fear of failure, I did listen to your podcast, I think it was last week, Terry, and I felt that this fear of failure is what is preventing you from connecting to your future.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
It makes
like
complete,
yeah.
It makes complete sense.
Yeah. Challenge because yeah. You're afraid.
Yeah.
Okay. This is why you're having a hard time manifesting, too.
It's weird because, and I'm glad you bring that up. I don't want to interrupt you, but I want to go ahead.
That.
When you nail something, I want people to know you're nailing it.
Yeah.
Because I have been my entire life, when I was 15 years old, my friends were very metaphysical books. Richard Bach, Illusions, who wrote Jonathan Livingston Seagull. These were my friends. This is what I liked. And I was able to manifest things like a champ. I mean, like a champ. Anything that I wanted, I would focus on it, just keep it inside, but always focus on it. And I would get everything completely down to the wife, completely down to how much money I wanted to make per year and all that. And I've achieved every single goal. But the last 8 years when my business model
slipped
upside down, I just never know what's going to happen next.
Right.
It's so hard to feel confident when life just gives you all these weird curveballs out of nowhere that I used to be able to predict and feel things. Now everything is so unpredictable that I don't even know where to look anymore.
Okay. So interesting. So so I should back up and tell you that part of my process in channeling is to write everything out.
Okay.
And so I've written all this out, and I'll send you a copy afterwards. So
great. Awesome. Thank you.
So, And so for you, Terry, around this fear of failure, there are some messages from your spirit guides, and I'm just going to kind of read them to you, and we can pause and chat over them. Okay?
All right.
The first thing they said to you is what you focus on is what you create.
Yep.
And so if you're focused on a fearful or an unknown, guess what you're creating? More unknown, right?
I know this.
I know you do. If it is time to narrow your focus, that you have too many irons in the fire, too many options. And this impacts your manifesting. You're spread too thin. There's too much going on.
Sherry's looking. Sherry's looking at me like you just
I'm
nailed
nodding
this.
My head like crazy.
Because I do have a lot of interest. I do have a lot of things pulling me in different ways. A lot of things that I think I would love doing, and a lot of things I know that I'd love doing, but I don't necessarily have the time. And my hours here suck. Anyway, go ahead. I'm not going to give you too much.
Wait, it's not that you don't have the time. It's that you don't have the energy.
Yes, true.
So Spirit said to you, reduce actions. There was an emphasis on actions that aren't essential to what you're focusing on. So if you really want to be successful with your show, you need to drop some of the actions and activities that you're taking that don't support that.
Okay. Got it.
They also said, now is the time for you to gather your discipline. Maintain your power, intention, and focus.
Okay.
There is a reminder to you that new beginnings can be scary, but they can also be exciting, and to stay in that state of excitement.
Exactly. I know that is the way that any time I've achieved anything in my life, it's because I've been extremely excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all I think about. It's the way I live. It's what I do. I don't even think of failure at all, but now I've been thinking a lot about it.
Oh,
So there is an exercise that they wanted to, quote, prescribe to you, Terry, to help you sort of get into a better space and stay in a better space with this show and sort of propel this energy forward.
All right.
They said that what they'd like you to do, if you haven't already, is to really get into a heart space. And if you need help with that, I can help you another time. But to get into a heart space and to write a mission statement. What is the purpose of your show? What do you want to do here? What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to touch?
Yeah.
And then every single day, put that mission statement on your mirror, go to your mirror, get into your heart space, do a couple of breaths, get centered and present, and really read that mission statement and take it back into the heart. This is going to help keep you focused, keep you in a high vibe, and start that manifesting again.
Yeah, All right.
What do you think?
All of this makes absolute perfect sense. This isn't this is great. Yes.
Good. So moving over to Sherry, and then I have other messages too, but moving over to Sherry specifically with the business, again, they said that there was hesitance to commit energy to it, almost like you are also spread thin and you want to make sure that you're using your energy very wisely. I think you're more aware of your energy than you give yourself credit for.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. They also showed me around the business for you, the color red. And when I see the color red, that's indicative of some issues or challenges around stability and security. So does the business or does the podcast and the hesitance to commit energy have to do with stability and security? Is it disrupting your normal stability?
I have never really thought about that. I don't know. I'd have to think about that. I can't answer that one way or the other.
Yeah, I think she's right on the border of that.
Okay, so you want to kind of go a little bit deeper then, you know, in your own time and see how you feel. Sort of check in with yourself around stability, security, and commitment.
What's tough about that, though, is this is, you know, my idea of the show. Sherry could take it or leave it. I think she's enjoying it. I think she's enjoying having connection with people.
Yeah.
It's becoming more and more popular, which I think is exciting, but she doesn't think about it until I say, hey, come on in.
I mean, it's true. And I feel bad. I feel bad because I'm putting it on you.
No, that's fine. This is what I do. I know how to do this stuff. Yeah. This is what I do. Yeah. This is who I am. Yeah. So anyway.
I also heard for you, Terry, that this is your retirement plan. Is that right?
I don't know. I have no idea. I had thought that. That if and when Lex and Terry are done, God help that's many, many years from now, that Sherry and I could continue on doing things like this. I know that we are a fun couple. I know that people like hanging out with us.
And by gosh, you know, darn it, we're fun.
Yes. And I know that we affect people when we're around them in a positive way.
Yeah.
And that's a really fun feeling. That's a great feeling.
Sounds like that might be perfect for part of your mission statement.
No, exactly. Yeah, totally. It absolutely is. And it's not an act. We don't put on an act. Well, you know, it's just who we are. We really like spreading laughter around and having fun with people. So
right. Fun. Yeah. At the end of the day, we just like to play.
Yeah, we play a lot. Play. Yes. Yeah.
I love that. So like I said, I have some other messages, but I don't know if you want to save those for later or keep going.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You're crushing it right now.
You are. You are killing it.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. So Terry, going back to you, again, knowing that I don't know anything about you guys. Terry, I don't know if you have a day job or what you do. I don't know.
Okay.
So going back to you, Terry, when I was first sitting in channel, there was a man that came forward for you. Did you lose father or was there a granddad that you were particularly close to?
Yeah, no. I've had some friends that passed away recently that I miss, but I lost my dad when I was, I don't know, 19 years old. And
so you did lose father.
And I mean, my parents were like 45 and 50 when they had me.
And then my dad, I think, my dad passed, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah, Sherry's dad passed, and I didn't realize kind of how important he was in my life until he left.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if this is Sherry's dad, because the man that came forward for you sort of indicated to me that he helped you to grow up into being a man.
No, nobody's helped me that. I'm not even close to being a man yet.
He's such a boy.
Yeah.
Really? No. So nobody taught you how to play ball or how to fish?
No, I've never had that figure. I guess, my big brother in a certain way, but not so much. He had his own life going on, but yeah.
I almost feel like maybe, Terry, you feel a little like you've missed out on that part.
I don't know, because I'm very good at role modeling, and I could find people throughout the day, even if it's a guy sitting at Starbucks, you know, and I'm watching him and I'm watching the way he interacts with people. I'm very aware of this, and I love people's energy and what they put off. And if I see something or hear something that I like, I try to put that into my life. That's the way I've made this fake life of mine, you know?
Wow. Well, I wonder who this is then, because this man was talking about throwing ball and fishing and just sort of being influential into, I guess, your adulthood, your manhood.
You know what? I can honestly say that I don't, you know, I'm going to keep my eyes open for this because
Yeah, give it a thought.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Give
yeah.
it a thought.
Yeah.
The other thing that came forward to you, for you was your health. And they said you have a lot of muscular issues. Is that right?
I don't know.
Back. Is your back bothering you?
I mean, I'm just getting old.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, okay. There's that. I do have, you know, some, you know, my back is something that bothers me. The little, I get little aches and pains, my knees, you know, stuff like
okay.
that.
Okay. And then the last little thing that came up around you was sort of an orange-colored energy. And whenever I see that, that indicates to me that there is some struggle or some challenges or something that we're learning around sex, money, and relationships. So I don't know if you're in a phase where you're learning some things, you've got some challenges there, or even if it's in thought around that.
Yeah, I think if you go back to the health stuff, I don't believe I'm handling aging well. And I'm not super old, but I don't, there's a lot of times that I feel that, man, I better get this done now because it's going to be too late in 5 years, you know, that type of stuff.
So that's interesting that you said that, because I had spirit guide messages for Sherry, and the very first one, and remember guys, you know, tell me if this is you or the other.
Yes.
The very first one is age is just a number.
That's yeah.
very first message that came out. Is that you too, Sherry?
Yeah. I think for me that would apply. I don't think that's what.
Okay.
Okay. Terry.
Yeah.
So that's all I had for you, Terry. Do you want me to move over to Sherry?
Yes, please. Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that. You're
that's
that was,
awesome.
That was pretty
that was cool.
That was pretty impressive. Oh. Thank you.
Oh, hey, thank you.
Yeah.
So Sherry, interestingly enough, when I got into channel for you, the very first thing that came forward was a heron. You know the heron, the big bird?
Oh yeah, huh?
Yeah. And so I asked, you know, why they're showing me this heron. And one, they indicated that this is a spirit animal for you and it acts much as a guide.
That's cool.
Okay.
Bird. That's great.
Yeah. I don't know if you see a lot of them. Sometimes we'll see a lot of our spirit animals and not quite recognize it.
We do see them here.
Yeah. We have hummingbirds that live on our patio.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Yes.
Lucky. So the heron for you, Sherry, is a reminder. So speaking of luck, a reminder that there's no such thing as luck. Remaining in a state of preparedness is really what luck is about. It's being prepared so that you can move quickly as an opportunity arises. Is that kind of how you live your life?
I think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah,
the Heron is definitely a spirit guide for you.
Yeah, I definitely don't like gamble. Gambling
no.
is just doesn't appeal to me at all.
By the
which
way,
would
yeah.
be luck.
Yeah.
Which people yeah. look for luck, right? Yeah.
Interesting, yeah. So yes, so that's the sort of the thoughts around luck. The heron also says to you, Sherry, to practice stillness and to seek tranquility. Emphasis on tranquility.
She needs
so if you're
that.
Doing things,
do I?
I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
I think you absolutely need that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So find practices and activities that can bring more tranquility into your life.
Okay.
The heron also says to stay determined. There will always be a marsh or a pond to wade through in life. There's always going to be some shit.
Yeah.
So stay determined.
Yeah.
And the last thing that he said was to be receptive to help. Are you not very receptive to
I'm
help?
I'm not. I have to say I am not.
Okay. So you're being encouraged to be more receptive to help. Okay?
That's good advice.
Yeah. The last little thing that I had for you, Sherry, was some spirit guide messages. Okay? So again, they started with telling you age is just a number. They want you to know your beauty is always growing.
Oh,
okay?
Nice.
They said to drop any negative self-talk, the yeah. universe and your body hears you. Do you negative self-talk?
Yeah, probably yeah. every day.
You got to stop it, girl.
Yep.
Your body
right,
will respond
right.
to that.
Do you really do
yes.
that?
Yes. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, see, because to me, she walks around totally confident. You know, it's like, fuck her, you know?
Well, what's your sign, Sherry?
Aries.
Oh, boy. Well, happy early birthday. And
thank
that
you.
Makes a lot of sense to nitpick yourself in. For
oh,
Aries.
Okay.
Yeah,
perfection.
She's not a cool Sagittarius
so,
like me.
That's
Sagittarian
right.
like
all
me.
Right. Uh-huh. Oh, I'm Sagittarius also.
You rock.
Oh, nice.
I know, right?
Fire signs
when,
all of us.
When is your birthday, Cammie?
The 28th of November.
Mine's the 30th.
There you go.
Hey.
There you go.
Very good.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Drop that negative self-talk. Your body hears you. And that's how we invite illness into our life is when we're negative self-talking, right?
Yeah.
We really want to be careful of that.
You're right.
They told me that, and again, this may be for Terry. You guys let me know which one. They told me there's a struggle around shifting passions. Do you know what that means? Life, you know, maybe this is part of that commitment.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't, you know, that's something to keep an eye on as well. My passions shift a lot.
Oh.
Yeah, this goes
what
back.
About you, Sherry?
Yeah.
Mine are pretty consistent, I think.
Yeah, she is a very... That's one thing I could say about Sherry. She's extremely consistent and focused and very strong, but also hard-headed.
So I wonder if we go back to your guide messages then, Terry, about narrowing your focus, if this is sort of a tag-along.
Yeah, that kind of...
Shifting passions costume.
Absolutely. Yeah, that fits right into that.
Okay, yeah. Very good. And so for you, Sherry, there was a suggestion to do a lot more inward work. I don't know if you meditate. I don't know what your practice is, but inward work is very important for you.
I have meditated from time to time. I have not as of late.
Yeah, and I I agree with that on that one with her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I agree too.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they said that sometimes you experience disappointment with expectations as a sense of letdown.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Mm. Yeah, I would say my expectations are too high sometimes. Yeah.
Last little bit of advice there was to release your expectations. When we have expectations, we are just really calling disappointment in. So be more open to the direction of the universe. Release your own expectations. Don't try to drive the river.
All life is suffering. Right? The cause of suffering is desire.
Yeah, mine is anyway.
Those were kind of the messages that I had for you guys. Do you have any questions?
No, that was fantastic. That was really, really good.
That was awesome.
I was kind of hoping you'd be a hack.
I was too. It was going to be fun.
No.
We were ready to jump all over your shit.
No.
No.
Really?
No, not at all. But we were prepared. See, we were prepared to take what the universe handed us.
That's right.
And the universe handed us some legitimacy.
A golden nugget.
Yeah, it was really good.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I just wanted to come back and just share some gratitude for you, Terry, for sharing your story around Michael. I try not to research him. I try not to know much about him other than what he tells me. And so it's very endearing to me to know that he was, or to get confirmation that he was on a spiritual path prior to his exit.
Oh, God. There's people in my life that I've met, know, in passing or whatever, that I become friends with just because of the spiritual nature.
You guys bonded.
And he and I bonded.
Yeah.
And no matter, I didn't see him all that much. But when they would come to town and all that, we would always seek each other out, and we would go out after shows, and we'd sit at the beach and talk about stuff.
You've told me stories about him since we first met.
Yeah, and you know what? And I love the band and everything, but it was a very nice connection. And then there's a side of him, obviously, that I didn't even know anything about. But the spiritual side of him, I could testify to you that it was definitely there.
Legit.
I have a question for you. It's something that I've been trying to figure out from him for a while now. So did you know him before the brain injury or after? Because he says to me that that is the delineating moment in his life where things just went into a different direction.
And this is new news to me. I didn't know anything about a brain injury.
I didn't either.
No.
He suffered a brain injury in, I think 92, 93, 94.
This would be before then.
You knew him well before.
Yes.
And by that time, you, because that's about when we met.
Yeah, that's.
And you no longer really knew him.
No longer talked to him after that.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow. Well, he's always shared with me that brain injury was purposeful because he needed to experience some of the darker sides of life before he moved on in spirit and could be a teacher.
Well, congratulations. He did it.
He did it. Right? So thank you for sharing that with me. Do you have any other questions for me? What a great chat.
No, not at all. How can people get a hold of you if they would like to get a reading? I know that it's psychickami.com, right? K-A-M-I?
K-I? It is.
Yeah, okay.
I'm also on Facebook with Spirit Readings by Kami. I'm also on Instagram.
Kami. It's Kami or Kami? Kami?
It's Kami. It's okay. Listen, I'm 46 years old. I stopped correcting people.
No, I want to get it right.
We've
been
butchering you. I'm sorry.
I want to get it right.
Yeah, it is Kami, like K-me. Spirit Readings by Kami on Facebook. I have a pretty good thing going there. I also have a private group, so I can help people grow a little bit on Facebook.
Well, cool.
And then on Instagram at Psychic Kami and then PsychicKami.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today. We're going to hang up and finish the show. And I really appreciate your time. And maybe we'll have you on again sometime soon.
Thank you. That was fun.
I would love that. There's a lot to talk about.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
All right,
bye-bye.
Okay, what do you think of that, Cher?
Wow. I wasn't prepared for that.
I wasn't expecting that.
I thought it was going to be some, you know, like that, those 1-800 psychic number that you used to, have, and you'd call and be some chain smoking lady. Yeah, what do you want? That was not that.
I will say she said some stuff that Sherry and I have had conversations about lately.
Yeah, I know.
And we've looked at each, and when she was saying things, we were looking at each other like, holy shit, she's nailing this stuff. That was pretty good.
That was.
And, you know, and I always look out for the broad, vague.
Right.
You know, like, oh, you know, do you like money?
Yeah.
Because I'm getting the feeling that you would like to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, who doesn't?
I know.
You know, that
you know type. Somebody that died? Well,
yeah, that type of thing, you know. But yeah, that was pretty interesting. So Psychic Kami.
Kami.
KAMI.com. And I think it's time right now to briefly talk about our jumped in members from Patreon. First of all, the regular Patreon membership, $5 a month. You guys, God, I love you.
Yeah, no
you
kidding.
Guys are, you know, it's the bigger group of people. You are really helping us. We are now, we've reached goal number one, where we can afford the little podcast machine.
Right.
And I don't know how much use it's going to get as of yet, but I do see it taking the show to the next level.
Nice.
So that is going to help out as well. So God, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
It is it's really, because everything that we are doing, we are investing back into the show at this point. The next goal is to, well, there's probably a couple other goals that we need to think about, but one of the big goals is to hire a producer.
Yeah.
To help us edit and produce and post and all that stuff. And you know, this, all that. But anyway, that is one of the things. Now we have the Patreon jumped in members. This is the way that we feel that we could help people advertise their wares, like Psychic Kami.
Right.
For $25 a month, it is the best. You'll be on four shows, okay? Mainly four. So there's some weeks we do months we do three. But four shows. Every Monday, we release a brand new show, and we will mention your business. Now, that doesn't mean that we use your business, because if we ever do endorsements, we take that very, very personal.
Right,
we take that very, we want to. So these are no way near endorsements.
Right.
But I would hope that if you hear these people's names on this show, that you will use them. You will Patreon them, you know,
there
patronize
you go.
Them and really help them, you know, use their business. Because we're all kind of one family here on this show, which is cool. So it's time to, and I have to say, we're not going to take, I decided this today, that we are only going to make 10 people available, 10 spots
we're
available.
We're capping it.
We're going to cap it at 10 because we don't want to spend reading a bunch of stuff. And by the way, we're going to fuck with you if we have a chance.
Right. Just be prepared.
Just be prepared with what we're going to say.
Yeah.
We know you're going to have fun and all that. We're just going to have fun with you people.
Right.
We may even butcher your name. We may butcher what you do. I have no idea. But we'll get the message out there what you are and what you represent.
Yes.
And highly suggest for you, like Psychic Kami, if anybody, you need somebody, I'll vouch for her now.
No kidding.
She's pretty good.
Yeah.
She's pretty good. Yeah. So I would go to her. It's Kami at psychickami.com. We will mention that right now. So we'll lead her off since we just had her on. She is a Patreon jumped in member, $25 a month. We have three spaces available.
I think I want some music that's a little more hip hoppy.
Okay. Well, then we'll research that for next time.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry. Did I screw up the ad?
No, not a- But again, these are not ads.
Well, whatever.
These are ads. They're not endorsements. Okay, here we go. So Psychic Kami, thank you very much for being a Patreon member. There's three slots available. We have seven members.
We have seven, so we're going to,
Hell, I would have loved to. I'm wishing now, I'll be honest, I'm wishing I could charge more now. It's worth a lot more.
Yeah.
It really is.
You could change it.
Maybe eventually,
point.
But I'm not going to take that away from the people that bought in right away. That is awesome. However, there are brand new members. Let's go back to the old ones, though. J. Mark Surveying. They are licensed in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. They got a website, MARK Surveying.com. Check them out for all of your surveying needs.
All of your civil engineering needs.
How many times do you wake up in the morning and go, surveying needs, I need them?
Oh, my God, I got to write this down.
Yeah, but you know what? You don't have to write it down. J. Mark will do it for you.
Boom. Boom.
These guys Bing. Kick ass.
Bang.
If you're in Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, or Kansas, jmarksurveying.com.
Nice.
Jeff and Angie Strumair, just people.
Love them.
Just people.
Lovely people.
Lovely people. We are hoping that they will actually come to Seattle at some point.
Yeah.
We're going to show them around.
Do it in the summertime.
Yeah, we're telling you that. So thank you very much, Jeff and Angie. Just a couple people that wanted
Love
in.
Love it.
Yeah. Let's see. I'll make sure I got everybody here. Toby and everybody at roughcutdecor.com.
Oh, what's that?
It is a, I don't know. I should look at their website.
You probably should have looked
I'm thinking
up.
It's decor.
You know what?
And it's rough and they cut it.
Clever.
Mm-hmm. Roughcutdecor.com.
Why don't we just come up with our own? No, that's not, wouldn't be fair.
What do you mean?
With our own backstory.
I could Google them. If you want right
well,
now.
Well, we should probably, let's do it next time.
No, I'll
let's be familiar with it next time.
Well, Toby and everybody at roughcutdecor.com, go by there, see what it's all about, because they have a promo code if you put podcart in, 10% off.
I love it. 10% of something.
Of something that you're going to spend.
It's going to be really cool, whatever it is.
Say you give them $100 for something, it's only going to cost you $90.
Whoa, you're a mathematician.
I did the math like that. And Toby and everybody at roughcutdecor.com, I promise by the next time, I will have looked at your website. I will have done that. And remember, promo code PODCART for 10% off. The lovely and talented Panini Pete is
Panini
in.
Panini Pete.
I love me some
Piccolo
Panini Pete.
Piccolo Pete is here in the house.
It's not Piccolo Pete. Oh, okay. It's Panini Pete, who, by the way, extremely talented chef.
Yes, I've been hearing about him forever.
The way my relationship with him didn't get off on a good note.
Really?
Because he called the show, and I don't remember, and his story may be completely different than mine, but he called the show, and I thought he was being a dick to me. I just sensed it. I sensed he didn't like me for some reason.
Huh.
So I jumped on him and said, oh, Panini Pete, I could be a chef and you make paninis. What, are you making a Dorito shake next?
Oh,
you know, and I just jumped his shit crazy. And we have since made up and laughed about it. And I'll tell you, I was left with egg on my face.
Yes.
When we went to his restaurants.
Good analogy,
by the way. I know. This guy is an amazing chef. And he has a lot of different restaurants. And I'm telling you, and they're vacillate. I mean, they do have the panini stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he also has some really, what I would consider high-end restaurants. I mean, it's not like a French Laundry or anything.
Yeah.
But this is really thought-out stuff that I know you would love, and you're a foodie.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Panini Pete knows what he has going on, and we love the fact that you're a part of this. Panini Pete, thank you so much for your support.
That's awesome.
And we know that you and your wife listen to this show. We love you guys, and our thoughts are always with you and your wife, especially, who have been going through some of the health stuff, and she's just a wonderful person. Her smile is so infectious.
Wow.
It's really, really
I really
nice.
Need to meet these people.
You definitely need to meet them. Stephen, how would you say this last name? D-A-I-G-L-E. Daigle?
Daigle. I would say Daigle.
Stephen Daigle said, you know what? I would like you guys to mention my father's construction company in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, wow.
M. Daigle and Sons Construction. M. Daigle, D-A-I-G-L-E, and Sons Construction in Florida, in Jacksonville. Now, I did look their website up just real quick because I wanted to know where they were. He didn't tell me where state they're in or where they're in the city.
Yeah.
So I looked and I saw Jacksonville do homes. They do all kinds
Fantastic.
Of stuff.
Fantastic. And there's a lot of listeners in Jacksonville.
Yes, look them up, guys. Yeah. M. Daigle and Sons Construction. And then this is the tough one. This is really hard. Okay. Do you have your glasses? Here, put these on. And see if you can read the last one here. I'm going to let you do this one. It's the very last one. Okay? Go ahead.
This is a...
He did it hyphenetically for me, which is there. So try it.
Sasan.
Uh-huh.
Emergolizade. I don't know where the accent is.
Yeah, but that's it right
Amir
there.
Emergolizade.
Uh-huh. And Cezanne has a startup company in the Bay Area, in San Francisco area. And read the startup.
It's from PrescientSurgical.com.
PrescientSurgical.com.
Wonder what that is. Do you know?
I don't know. I get scared when I see startups. All I see is somebody way smarter than me.
I know. And especially put the word surgical in there. Yes, whoa, that's really intimidating.
Leave me out of this one. But yes, we are cheering your business on. And they said anytime we're in the Bay Area, they would love to have dinner with us.
Love it. We go there a lot.
And they're members of a bunch of wineries. So, Cezanne, thank you so much.
Awesome.
And we look forward to seeing you. And good luck with your startup, PrescientSurgical.com. We really appreciate your patronage. And there you go, everybody.
Yes,
this has been a long show today, one of our longest ones, but it was worth it.
It was
a lot of fun.
It was fun.
Thank you for listening, everybody. And once again, if you want to become one of those jumped in members, you could do so. There's only 3 spots available.
Get them while they're hot.
And once Patreon tells me that you haven't paid up, which I guess they do, then we'll move someone else in the waiting list. We understand people will drop away. Maybe it's not working for you. Maybe you can't afford it that month, whatever.
Maybe you just started hating us.
Exactly. Or you lose your place in line. But right now we have 7 spots available. And thank you so much, everybody.
Stop.
3 spots available. There's 7 taken. Yes. Thanks for doing the math. You're good at math. All right. Love you. And I will talk to you when the show's over.
Really?
Mm-hmm, I think I might.